Welcome to the hit list, Pete Furman. You all right, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really, really good. Thank you for taking some time out, because I know your tour schedule's been pretty hectic recently. You're currently on your well-named TikTok tour. Tell me, how long did it take for you to come up with that name for your tour?
Well, I mean, not that long. It occurred to me, but I did take the rest of the day off when I came up with it. it was either that or Netflix. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
So, I love a pun. Anything punny, and I'm into it. I just thought it was a good, you know, I thought it was a funny thing. I thought it was of the moment. And, I think it's gone over some people's heads a little bit. They don't kind of get it, but I like it. So, who cares?
Well, let's talk about you, and let's talk about, you know, how you got to coming up with TikTok and doing this big old tour that you're on at the moment, because you're obviously more than just a face on the telly as a comedian and magician. You're a regular in the timeline as well, which I think is massive nowadays, isn't it? So tell us, how did this all start out for you? When did you realise that you were going to be immersing yourself in the world of magic?
Well, I'm a really late adopter to the social media thing. But I recognised that was becoming kind of the way forward. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to hear that I'm popping up on timelines and stuff. But about a couple of years ago, I just decided to really kind of up the social media game. And I don't really know why it's taken me so long to kind of get to it. But the thing is, once you're on that kind of bandwagon, you've really, you know, it's thirsty for content. All those platforms are just thirsty. So you've got to be uploading kind of two or three things a week, which kind of keeps me busy. And I'm always on the lookout for new tricks and always on the lookout for new things that might make the cut. And it's become a little bit of a full-time job, the socials thing. But I think that you're right. I think it's almost like superseding TV these days. It's because we're so kind of immersed in our devices, aren't we? So if you can reach a new audience that way, you know, I'm totally into it.
What would you take? A couple of million views on TikTok, or, you know, or appearing at Tonight at the London Palladium or some of these great shows that you've done?
Well, that's a tricky question, because it was a real bucket list gig, you know, mm-hmm. doing Tonight at the London Palladium, because I recognise as a kind of comedy variety act, you know, that is like as good as it gets in terms of worldwide venues, you know, when you think about all the people that have appeared on that stage. So it would be really tough for me to pick, you know, 2 million views on TikTok over the London Palladium, because it was such a thrill to do that gig. And, you know, the fact that it was a telly thing as well was a bonus, you know, so I get to do the live thing, you know, in the room in front of the audience, and then it's sort of preserved forever on TV.
Yeah, of course. Do you think that's maybe the way that the next young Pete Furman coming up through the scenes, where the mentality is a little bit different now? Do you think that younger comedians, younger magicians that you're meeting are now sort of chasing those views more than living up their dreams like you had when you were younger to do some of these big telly shows?
I think so, and I think you know, the barrier to entry is much smaller. You know, you don't have to impress a TV executive or a, you know, producer or a commissioner. You can literally, you know, film yourself at a gig or set up a camera and do a trick to it, and then just immediately put it out there, and the audience decides whether it kind of sinks or swims. And I think if you put the time in, you know, I see certainly in the comedy world, lots of big tours, you know, around the country are kind of forged on comedians putting up, you know, clips on social media. So I don't doubt that it really is the way forward in terms of people building careers.
And what do you think about the world of magicians and comedy at the moment? You mentioned there about the route to entry, but also like shows in general. You know, new series keep starting, but then they'll end after a couple of series. And it seems that the outlet or the route to getting an outlet is getting smaller and smaller. So would you say at the moment, with the rise of social media like it is, that, you know, magic and comedy's in a good place right now?
I think so. It's great, isn't it? Social media,
mm-hmm.
those, you know, TikTok, Instagram, you can punch in a keyword and search for whatever you're into, be it, you know, keep fit, magic tricks, stand up, whatever you're into, you can find it instantly. So it's, you know, it's the natural progression of YouTube, I guess, but even, you know, on a just a massive bite-size scale. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's a good thing, but I think that the kind of the bite-size element that we're fed these things in means that potentially, you know, audiences' attention spans are perhaps getting a little bit smaller, you know, in the real world. I've not noticed it at my own gigs, but I'm often at the theatre or at the cinema. And, you know, in the dark, you do sort of see, like, the phone screens lighting up after kind of half an hour. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... So I think there's a lot of good, but potentially there's a little bit of bad in terms of people's attention spans via social media.
But there's also a lot in, like, heckling at the moment, isn't there? Like, we're in a world where, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to go to watch Jimmy Carr, or I'm going to go and watch Paul Smith. And actually, the whole point in going to watch them is to try and heckle them and then get some abuse back. Like, I don't understand that. It's almost like the interactivity of a show at the moment is turning more cabaret. And that's quite interesting. How have you adopted your own stage shows to potentially that world of audience participation?
Well, I've always welcomed it. I've always, you know, I never want to sort of do a show at an audience. It's always a bit of a dialogue. You want that back and forth. You want that interaction. That's the stuff that makes it kind of fresh for you as a performer, makes it different every night. And also, if you respond to something that's happening in the room, I think the audience give you a lot of credit for kind of, you know, being on your toes and making the show special for them. But you never want the show derailed. You know, there's like a fine line between, I think, friendly banter and someone potentially ruining the show for the rest of the audience. And I think it's about kind of walking that line. But it is interesting, because you see, you know, a lot of the clips that go viral, I'm talking about stand-up now rather than magic, a lot of the clips that go viral are those kind of unpredictable, slightly awkward, you know, audience member getting rinsed by a comedian. Those are the things that people do like to see. So it's, you know, in an ideal world, I'd have it both ways. You know, you want all of the best elements of that interaction with, you know, an audience behaving themselves.
The biggest artists.
This is The Hit List. KMFM.
This is The Hit List, KMFM.
Well, let's talk about your tour, shall we? Because you're right in the thick of it. I mean, it's been going on, hasn't it, since around the end of last year. So you've been on the road for about 6 months now. And I know for a comedian, touring life never really stops. It's, I'll do one tour and then I'll be writing another tour at the same time. And it sort of just carries on as your calendar, doesn't it? So tell us a little bit about the show itself, Trick Tok. What can people expect if they're coming to watch it live?
Well, for those that haven't seen me before, it's, you know, the best way to describe my act is like half stand-up, half magician. That's the best way to describe it. And the humour comes through from the magic that I'm doing. And there is a lot of audience interaction. The odd person gets up on stage, but don't be scared by that. No one's made to feel foolish or anything like that. And I'm trying to, in terms of the magic thing, I'm trying to tick as many boxes as I can. So if you're a magic fan, if you like card tricks, there's going to be some card tricks. If you like mind reading, there'll be some mind reading. He says flippantly, yeah, think of something. I couldn't possibly know. I'll tell you what it is. And then there's like larger scale stuff as well. So it's a real mixed bag. If you're into magic, there's definitely going to be something in there for you. We do some like smaller sleight of hand stuff. I do some smaller sleight of hand stuff. And, you know, obviously I'm playing theatres. So what I've got is like a live camera on stage, and we've got a projection screen, so everyone in the audience can see exactly what's going on. There's not like a bad seat at the gig, and they can all appreciate that. Because I think, you know, having recruited a certain proportion of the audience through social media and the type of stuff that I do on there is a slightly smaller scale stuff, to give the live show that flavour, I think it's been nice to introduce the live camera and everything. So yeah, I mean, ultimately, the bottom line is I want people to leave the show having had a great time, laughed a lot, and hopefully, you know, been amazed as well.
Right, and the cool thing is you're coming down to play your show Trick Tok at the Hazlitt Theatre in Maidstone on May 25th. So we're looking forward to welcoming you back to Kent. You played Trinity Theatre, didn't you, in Tunbridge Wells? It was one of your sold out shows. So what was it like? What was that audience like?
Lovely. I mean, you know, at Trinity Theatre, I played a couple of years ago on the previous tour. It's been several tours ago since I was last at the Hazlitt. So I'm really looking forward to coming back because it's a lovely theatre, as you know, and it's just the right size for me. You know, it's still quite intimate, even though, you know, it's I can't remember exactly what it is, 400 or 500 seats, something like that. But no, Tunbridge Wells was a blast, really, really good fun, and it was absolutely chock a block, as you say. So I'm hoping that that Maidstone will be just the same.
Now, we can obviously tell by your accent that you're not from Kent.
Yes.
You're not probably a regular in the county. But when you get down to play these shows, I mean, I don't know if you managed to take a look around Tunbridge Wells when you was down here. Do you get any time to explore?
I mean, I'd like to say that, you know, there's loads of time and I have a little bit of a wander and I check out the local cuisine or the local family restaurant or whatever it might be. But to be perfectly honest with you, these, you know, I often, because I really envy my comedian friends that just rock up at the gig kind of half an hour before and all they got to do is like 1-2, 1-2 on the mic and they're ready to go. I've got like a van load of gear. So we get there at like 3 o'clock and we set everything up and we've got to do like the lights and the sound. And as I mentioned earlier, the projection, so all that has got to be set up and teched, and by the time that's done it's very often kind of, you know, 6:30 and the show's at 7:30, so it's often just like a Mackie D's on Deliveroo or something like that, you know. I mean, it's really unglam, but I mean there are occasions when I get to have a wander around, but I must say that when I was last in Tunbridge Wells, that was a really rushed one as it goes. And yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to wander.
Well, this is a great opportunity. If there's a Maidstone family business out there that can do some food and drink for Pete and send it there instead of him having to go and deliver Roo to order Mackie D's. I mean, what an opportunity.
I love that. I love that you've had that idea and I'm totally here for it. Absolutely. Anyone that wants to send any care packages to the Hazlet on the 25th of May. I reckon my tea time's going to be around 6 o'clock, 6:30. Please feel free.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to just be tea. I mean, if there's donut companies, if there's good chocolate companies, sweet, just send everything to the Hazlet Theatre for 6 o'clock that day.
This is a genius idea. Why have I not been doing this on every radio interview?
I want to try your local delicacies, and if it's any good, I will give it a little shout out. Boom, done.
Absolutely done.
If you do get any time in Maidstone, definitely, if you want to grab some wicked social content, get yourself down to Lees Castle, one of our famous landmarks. I'd love to see you pop in some tricks in front of Lees Castle. I think that'd be wicked.
And I know, is it an actual castle?
It is an actual castle. It is an actual castle, yeah. And the whole grounds around it are superb as well. So you'll have a fab time there. So we can't recommend that enough. But also, again, I know some comedians and people on the road, Pete, you know, I don't want to say that you do or don't, but like a little run as well, just to get them going, you know. So if you did want to have a little wander around or a little moat park, nice little place, just have a little walk and a little run.
Well, let's make that decision based on how many donuts get sent my way on the day.
Yeah, if we could preempt, let Pete know in advance so he knows whether to book in a 5K or not. Maidstone, the Hazlet, brilliant crowd. I regularly go to the Hazlet to watch their panto, and honestly, it is wicked. The local area does come out, so yeah, you'll enjoy that one. And of course, you know, Tunbridge Wells putting on some amazing gigs at the moment, so to have a sold out show there is pretty ace. So yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it, Pete. You're doing it.
Thank you. I'm glad you recognise.
Well, look, another quick question that I wanted to ask you, because I know that with every magician, they do sometimes like to have a sidekick. Do you need anyone to help you out on that Saturday night? Do you need your own Debbie?
I mean, is this a cloaked offer?
I could be a Debbie. I don't know. I could be.
How do you look in a leotard?
Well, that is the only issue we have.
No, I'm a lone wolf. Lone wolf. I do my own thing. I tread my own furrow, and I like it that way.
It's going to be an awkward end to this interview now, isn't it?
And also, you don't have to split the fee. That's the most important thing.
Well, that was going to be my next question, if you were going to say yes. So thank goodness. I'll just have a donut. That's fine. But no, seriously, talking about sidekicks, you know, and I know this is the age-old question, and I know you've been asked this a couple of times, but I really like the question. I want to see if your answer deviates. If you were to have a celebrity sidekick right now, who would you go for? Like, who are you finding funny, maybe in the comedy scene? Or maybe there's someone that you've watched over the years that you're like, oh my God, I'd love to work with that person, you know? Is there anyone but Alison Hammond that you'd love to team up with? Because she's everywhere, isn't she?
She is everywhere. She doesn't need any more gigs.
No.
That's a really good question, and I've never been asked it before. And let me just rack my brain a little bit. I mean, I don't want another comedian because I don't want anyone getting more laughs than me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's got to be someone that's going to be, you know, I suppose, you know, the benefit, of course, of having another person is there's a whole gamut of tricks that you can do in a partnership mm-hmm. that you can't do on your own. You know, mm-hmm. for example, I cannot saw myself in half.
Right.
If I was to have someone else in the act, I would be able to do stuff like that. I'd be able to put someone in boxes and stick swords in and make them float in the air and all that kind of thing. So I'm thinking for someone.
Can we just go back a second? I want to take back my offer to be the person that comes to help you. Was at the Hansett Theatre on the 25th of May now.
I withdraw that offer.
Yeah, I withdraw that offer now that you've just told me what I need to do. So I withdraw that.
I need someone nimble, don't I? I need someone like one of the Strictly dancers, or maybe a gladiator, or maybe not a gladiator, but you know what I mean. Someone who's fit, nimble, and able to kind of move around swiftly without problems.
Yeah, so, that's a good shout. Or maybe like a former lioness, maybe like a Jill Scott, maybe, or somebody like
that's
that.
That's a good shout.
Or sort of a former,
that's a really good shout.
Former Olympian. What about Dame Kelly Holmes?
Dame Kelly Holmes could be a shout.
Oh, I tell you what, we're coming up with all the ideas, aren't we? There we go. I mean, we're not saying that they're definitely going to be there on the 25th of May at the Hazlitt Theatre, but we are just passing around ideas here. It's an open forum.
Don't hold me to any of these celebrities, because it will just be me.
100% not. Well, look, Pete, thank you so much for jumping on. I know that you've got quite a loyal fan base online with people who watch your TikTok videos and your Instagram videos as well. Have you got a message for them before we say goodbye and wrap things up? Because obviously without them liking, sharing, I mean, I know that you'll probably be so grateful to be doing what you're doing now because of those people, really.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. And I try and vocalise that online as well. You know, I try and respond to as many comments as I can, and I appreciate every like, every share, every comment. It's hugely flattering. So any of my Maidstone Massive are listening, I'd love to see you down at the Hazlitt so you can actually see this stuff in person. It's all well and good staring into that black mirror, but come down, see it live in person. There's nothing like the live experience. I'd love to see you.
100%. May 25th, Hazlitt Theatre, Maidstone. You can see Trick Tock, Pete Furman live on stage. And I just want to leave you guys with this one. This is a quote from Time Out. And not to embarrass you here, Pete, it's on your website. He is the funniest and by far the most accomplished performer on the new magic scene. Funnier than most comedians and more magical than Dumbledore on a good day. This guy is a complete star. If that doesn't set it to you, I don't know what will. There we go. Pete Furman will be live at the Hazlitt Theatre in Maidstone on May 25th. Pete, thank you so much.
A total pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.